From the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean, this is Virginia Water Radio for the week of September 2nd, 2019. This week, that excerpt of The Oysterman's Ball by Bob Michel opens an episode on a bird known for its association with oysters and other shellfish. Have a listen for about 10 seconds to the following mystery sound and see if you can guess this bird. And here's a hint. Catch a key word in the title of the music you just heard. If you guessed an oyster catcher, you're right. You heard the sound of an American oyster catcher, one of two oyster catcher species in North America, out of several species found worldwide. The American oyster catcher is found exclusively near salt water along the United States mid-Atlantic coastline, along the Gulf of Mexico coastline, and along the Pacific coastline of western Mexico and Central America. This large bird inhabits beaches, mud flats, sand dunes, salt marshes, and dredged spoil islands. There, in falling or low tides, it finds the shellfish, particularly oysters, clams, and mussels, collectively known as bivalve mollusks, on which oyster catchers are adapted to feed. An oyster catcher can use its distinctive long red-orange bill in various ways to get prey, including probing in the sand, stabbing the bill quickly inside a partially opened bivalve to cut the muscle that closes the two shell valves, and using the bill as a hammer to break open a closed shell. According to the Cornell Lab of Ornithology, though, oyster catchers sometimes get caught by a bivalve closing its shell on the bird's bill, threatening drowning the bird when high tide returns. Oyster catchers also have a special courting ritual, known as piping. The behavior typically involves two birds running beside one another, bobbing their heads up and down, and making loud calls. The birds often also take flight in tandem, and that may attract other pairs of birds into what is sometimes called a piping tournament or ceremony. The American oyster catcher is distinctive in its colors, courtship, and prey catching. Here's a 19th century take on that distinctiveness by John James Audubon. Shy, vigilant, and ever alert, the oyster catcher walks with a certain appearance of dignity, greatly enhanced by its handsome plumage and remarkable bill. Thanks to Lang Elliott for permission to use this week's sounds from the Stokes Field Guide to Bird Songs. Thanks also to Bob Michel for permission to use this week's music. And we close with about 20 more seconds of The Oysterman's Ball. Virginia Water Radio is produced by the Virginia Water Resources Research Center, part of Virginia Tech's College of Natural Resources and Environment. For more Virginia Water sounds, music, or information, visit us online at virginiawaterradio.org or call the Water Center at 540-231-5624. Thanks to Stuart Scales for his banjo version of Cripple Creek to open and close this episode. In Blacksburg, I'm Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.